Well, you know what? A lot of the whole process of writing this album kind of revolved around the producer I worked with on this project, Eric Argus. You know, walking in, he was such a happy person and a loving person. And I feel like it would just make so much sense if we wrote an album that just included a lot of those love songs. So that's where the initial title Love Again came from, was because I had so many titles that included the title Love in it that I was like, okay, another love title, one more. But it ended up being a whole play of an album that kind of goes through the ideas of breakups and moving on with life and finding love again and looking forward to that moment after heartbreak where you get to feel all the wonderful things again.
And you also have a brand new song out called Time for That. So what kind of made you want to write it? Does it have the same kind of genre around love?
Yes. Well, it's actually funny because my friend Ava came into the room that day, and I don't know if you remember the meme from a few years ago where the girl's like, ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
She walked in quoting that meme. I think it's been 8 years since that meme came out.
No way.
She's like, I don't think anyone ever wrote a song about that. So it's literally a song about a girl walking into a bar and this cowboy Casanova walking in and just being like, I'm going to make the first move because I don't have time to wait for him to do it.
Oh, my! I love that.
Thanks.
What do you have coming up for the rest of the year?
Well, I'm working on a lot of plans kind of coming up around this whole entire album. And I'm really excited to get on the road and get to play things live and see fans again because it's just been so long. So there's a lot of things in the works that I hope I get to share really soon, but it'll all lead back to coming home in and around CCMA's time in September too. So very excited for what the year still holds.
At the end of my interviews, I have 4 rapid fire questions. So you just have to answer
Amazing.
With the first thing that comes to the top of your head.
Perfect.
Okay. First one. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Nice. Who would play you in a movie?
Ooh, goodness. My brain's going to, brunettes. I'm trying to think. Tall brunette. You know what? It would be Taylor Swift with a brunette wig.
Ooh, okay. Nice. Do you have an autograph from anyone? And if not, who would you like to get one from?
Ooh, I need a Brad Paisley one.
Last but not least, where can we find you on social media?
Yeah, if you just search Gotta Be Allie, that's GOTTABEALEE, you'll find everything you need.